Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live. Who needs Raw?
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here. YouTube.com/Steven Larson. Also available wherever fine podcasts are available, including iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, SoundCloud.com/Steven Larson, iHeartRadio, and Google Play. Full stop.
That's SoundCloud. You say SoundCloud?
Yeah, .com/Steven Larson.
Soon to be on Spotify.
Hey, guess where we're at now? Now we're putting stuff on Facebook.
Yes.
Because there's this thing called Facebook. We sort of left Facebook for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go back. It's fascinating. Look at our archives in Facebook, like the very old videos we did. We have like a WWE 2K shit. It might be WWE like 12. Battle Royal with like all the old Machinima hosts.
Oh, yeah. Remember that. Remember we took a whole day to make them.
Yeah, I know.
In the custom character creation.
It was kind of like our Christmas present to them. And they were very, Kale, I think, sent a reaction video of everybody watching and they all looked very amused.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
It was.
But anyways, we're on Facebook.com/Steven Larson.
We'll do more stuff there.
We're going to do more stuff there. I don't know. I'm considering doing like maybe dark matches from W Steve W or Fun Wrestling. If we have time, maybe some dark matches.
Yeah, time will be the key.
Time is always the key here at Going In Raw. We also have a Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson where you guys can contribute to the show. And in return, you get rewards such as live stream. We had a live stream today for the Raw recap every Tuesday at 7 p.m. or 7 a.m. Pacific time. People gather and they watch the show. 11.
Yes, 11.
11.
Not 7 a.m. I'm not going to be here at 7 in the morning.
11 a.m.
That's
yet.
That's ridiculous.
Yet. 11 a.m. Pacific time. We had like 60 people watching the live stream, interacting, having fun, good friendos, good times. They talk about recipes and whatnot.
Yes.
And watch us. And they interact with us. So that's what you can do. $5 every month, you get a weekly live stream. And a bonus episode.
Yes. L.A. friendos this weekend.
Yes.
We're going to be in town for the PWG show, so we're doing a meetup at some point. Details to come.
Details to come. Well, we're going to figure that out. We're going to hammer out the details probably a couple hours before the PWG show.
Probably somewhere in the valley.
Somewhere like, in the valley. Where's the PWG show? It's like
Reseda.
It's in Reseda, so probably around there or something.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of fun. And anything else? I thought there was something else that I wanted to mention. On the Facebook, one thing about the Facebook that I want to start doing is allowing friendos in areas, like if there's a show in town, to connect and then be able to say, hey, I know you.
Yes.
I know you.
Yes.
So anyways, facebook.com/goingin raw. We're going to put all the
Steven
episodes.
No, Steven Larson.
Steven Larson. Oops. I wonder if we can get that changed. We have like 49,000 follows there, or likes. It's likes, I think. And, like, we rarely do anything.
Yeah, we haven't done anything on there consistently in years.
We're jump-starting that. Yeah. Anyways, we should probably talk about... Oh, we're also at prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw. That's not there.
Well, it is at Pro Wrestling Tees. It's not at our shop.
That's at the New Japan shop. This is my Nerd Cube shirt.
That is not at Pro Wrestling Tees.
Because Dan is our friend.
Yes.
And but, no, we got some good tees there, so check those out.
Yes.
Anyways, we should probably talk about SmackDown because it was a pretty entertaining episode.
Yeah, it was a fun show.
This was a SmackDown, fun, brisk show.
Great main event.
Great main. Oh yeah, fantastic. Oh, pay per view level main event. What did you like better, that triple threat or the one where you take Bray out and put Dean in? I like this one better.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm just a fan of Bray Wyatt, man.
Yeah, as am I.
I think he looks amazing with that belt.
He does. He opened the show coming out, delivering a promo. It's now the era of Wyatt.
I feel like this is a promo that he has had in his head for years now, for like 3 years now. I think it's great. It was fantastic. The crowd was eating it up. The crowd started chanting, "You deserve this," and by God, he deserves it. Remember when you and Dan were like, you know, Dan with his little British accent saying, you can't take him seriously now. And you're like, yeah, you can't take him seriously. And I was like, sure you can. Bray Wyatt can always be, he's always legitimate as the champion, no matter how much they job him out. And I'm right. I'm right, you're wrong, I told you so.
I feel like he'd be even more legitimate if they had job him out for 2 years.
Nah, man, this makes it so much more worth it. This is great. Do you see how strong they're booking the Sister Abigail now?
Now.
It's fantastic.
I know.
Oh, it's great. I love it. You know, sometimes it takes time to figure out the right stank, the right torque to put on your move.
I understand.
Yeah, at least that's what I can assume.
Or you start working out specifically to enhance the power of your finishing move.
Could be. He's looking good these days.
Yeah, he is.
Anyways, Bray Wyatt came out, delivered his promo. Cena came out.
This is about the time where your internet crapped out.
Yeah, I don't feel like we missed much, though. I feel like Cena, I think, yeah, according to somebody on Twitter, he said something along the lines of he doesn't deserve it.
Bray?
No, Cena said that about Bray.
Yeah, that's why I asked.
Yeah.
Then that Bray didn't deserve the title?
Yeah. He, like, questioned his work ethic or some shit like that. I don't know. I have no idea. I didn't see it. We probably should have loaded up on YouTube before
Wow. We
recorded this. Well, it's Cena, you know. That's my title.
That's another heel move, though.
I know. Cena heel confirmed. That's what I'm talking about. Anyways, I mean, who knows? He might have said, you know, congratulations, you're the best.
Yeah, who knows?
I really doubt it, though. AJ comes out. That's when my internet came back on.
Yeah, and said, this wasn't about you, John.
Yeah.
This is about me, AJ Styles, because he hasn't gotten his 1-on-1 rematch yet.
And he's completely right. He's absolutely correct about that. So because the scheduled main event was going to be just Bray Cena, mm-hmm. Daniel Bryan comes out and says, you know what? It's now a triple threat match, adding AJ to the mix.
Correct.
And AJ seemed a little pissed off of that. He never has gotten his 1-on-1 rematch.
Yep.
For that title. So there's that. Then in the backstage, Dean Ambrose looking for Baron Corbin.
Correct.
Because of the events at Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, where Baron, after being pinned by Dean, beat the hell out of him. Threw him through a pod.
Mm-hmm. Leading to him getting eliminated by The Miz.
Mm-hmm.
That's the ultimate humiliation.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which,
No Miz tonight.
Interesting. You saw the trailer for that.
I did.
What is it called? The Marine 5?
Yes.
I really hope that WWE Studios, I hope this is a massive success within the realm of the WWE Studios.
And WWE movies from this point forward,
yes,
are cast exclusively with WWE talent.
It's the X-Men. That's great. Naomi was in it. Maurice is in it. Bo Dallas is in it. It's great. I want more of that.
Me too.
Anyways, maybe he was off promoting something. Who knows? Let's see here. We had... Dean was looking for Baron. He runs into Carmella and James Ellsworth.
That happens later.
Really?
Yeah.
He was just... Oh, yeah, I remember this. He looked in the laundry room. So nothing happened here.
No.
Okay, so that just set up Dean looking for Baron.
Yes.
American Alpha. Then came to the ring. They looked very serious. I liked it. I don't like when they're dorky. In they're taking on the Ascension.
Mm-hmm.
Ascension, of course, were the last team to battle them during tag team turmoil.
Correct.
Ooh, cock! I said it. And so they got the shot. Was this for the tag titles?
No,
non-title match.
The commentary team was saying how if the Ascension were to win, then they would potentially.
Yeah.
Get a shot.
It's a good stepping stone there. It didn't matter. They lost.
Yep.
They suck. You know, I
so much for your prognostication a couple weeks
you
back.
You know what, man? But I'm telling you, they're listening. And JBL even sort of made an offhand comparison to the APA as it pertains to the Ascension. He says, me and Ron, we just kick some ass. That's all we did. And that's what these Ascension guys need to do.
Okay.
I liked it.
Someone maybe is listening then.
I'm telling you. JBL, low-level WWE writer, paying attention to Raw, to going in wrong.
Could be.
Yeah. Anyways, after American Alpha dispatched of the Ascension, the Usos showed up on the big screen,
mm-hmm.
And they looked to be in some sort of area in the arena. They're in Anaheim. We had like a bunch of friendos there. It was great.
Yeah.
I'm going to show this picture really quick here of Ulysses and our friendo, now that's a Sandra, and they're too sweeting. And why do they have their too sweet? They're not too sweeting each other.
Yeah.
It's very simple. You just do this.
Yeah.
But instead, well, okay, so let me ask this. Yes. Will you throw up a botch too sweet? You have to throw up a botch.
You mean like that?
No, well, here. In their minds, this is how you too sweet. I do this, and then you do it over there.
I do it this way. Like that. See, I thought you were going to try to trick me.
You got to. I was, but I'm not smart enough to do that. You got to connect.
Yeah.
You got to, for a true too sweet. They botch their too sweet.
Yes.
That's the truest... form, that's the truest symbol of a going in raw friendo is the botch too sweet. If any of you other friendos find each other like Ulysses and Sandra did, please send us a picture of a botch too sweet at a show.
Throw up a too sweet, but don't touch.
But don't touch. Do it like in different places.
Like this.
Like you don't understand how to do it.
Yeah.
Because that's what it looked like. I think Sandra was trying to too sweet her own face or something. She was this way and Ulysses was over here. I don't know. It was weird. But I loved it. So if you guys want to send, I'll put it on the show.
Yes.
I'll throw the picture up. It's great.
Yes.
Oh, goodness. Then we had
Carmella and Ellsworth backstage.
Yes.
And then Dean came up to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because Carmella was telling Ellsworth how she just wanted to keep things professional between them.
Well, it's weird because, like, she calls him her boo. He says that she's his boo, and she's fine with that. And yet he's firmly friend-zoned. I've never seen somebody so friend-zoned and yet been so, Dean comes up.
Yeah.
And he says, let me give you a nickel's worth of advice, which is a great phrase. And he said, basically, I need to get rid of her, right? Well, my thing is this. Here's a nickel's worth of advice for James Ellsworth. Just say, look, take a picture of your b-hole. Let me see it. If not, then we're done. That's it. Like, throw out, at least before you ditch her, throw out an ultimatum. You know, say, where do we stand? B-hole or nay? B-hole or GTFO? Because either we're going to cut to the chase, which is a straight up looking at your butthole, or I want you out of my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not doing yourself any favors just being her little manservant, dude. It's not working. You look like an idiot. And that was the point Dean's trying to make. Anyways. Yeah.
Dean was asking them if they knew where Baron Corbin was.
Baron Corbin, yeah.
And then Daniel Bryan enters the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And Dean is upset, understandably, mm-hmm. about what happened in the Elimination Chamber. He wants Baron.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dean says something like, well, let me beat up James Ellsworth tonight.
Right, because Carmella talked some shit to Dean. Yes. And she was like, are you going to let Dean talk to me like that? And James was like, he's trying to stand up, trying to do the right thing and saying, no, I'm not going to let him talk to you like that. And so Daniel Bryan allowed Dean to
have a match
against Ellsworth.
But that's not what we got, Steve.
I hope Daniel Bryan pulled aside James Ellsworth and said, look, let me give you a dime's worth of advice. When I got with Brie, I said these words, B-hole or GTFO?
Probably not.
You don't think so?
No.
Really?
Probably not.
He strikes me as a B-hole kind of guy. Anyways, moving on.
James Ellsworth is already in the ring.
Yeah.
Out comes Dean Ambrose.
Sure.
And who attacks him?
Baron Corbin.
And man.
Oh, yeah. Big beatdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, nasty.
Culminating in a deep six onto some sort of electrical stuff because there was a spark that came off it.
Sparks, yeah. Nothing will ever beat the time when Cena was tossed into
a spotlight.
Spotlight.
And exploded.
And literally died. I'm pretty sure that's how he's Super Cena now. The chemicals got into his veins.
That could be. That's a good point.
I think because ever since then. Anyways, Baron beat the living crap out of Dean. It was great. I love Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
I love him proper, like, not ironically now.
Yes.
This
is official confirmed for WrestleMania, Baron versus Dean, yes?
Oh, of course, absolutely. Baron's winning that title.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, he's winning that IC title. It's going to look great on him, too. I want him to treat it like Naito treats his title, just like it's a piece of crap. Throws it in the air, leaves it places, forgets about it.
That would be
people
good.
Try to give it, but like take it to the next level. Baron, they found yours. What is that? I don't care about that. Just doesn't care. Doesn't even walk to the ring.
He only cares about the IC title as a means for him to make more money.
It'd be great. Yeah, he goes to the pawn shop with it.
Well, not necessarily that, you know, like he's negotiating because according to WWE, like fights or matches are made on a contracts are signed on a match by match basis.
Mm-hmm.
So he's negotiating his deal for the next fight.
Oh yeah.
And he's like, hey, I have the IC title.
Yeah.
And I want 20% more.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, well, we can't argue with
you. No, but then they're like, okay, well, wait. We know you are the legit champion in the record books right now. Where's your title? At the pawn shop. I pawned it. I got 2 weeks to reclaim it.
I don't think he'd have to pawn it, though. I think he could just sell it outright.
Yeah, just sells it. I sold it.
I put it up on Craigslist.
To a pawn shop on Craigslist. They bought it. It's my money now. You have to make me a new belt.
Oh, that's what he does, huh?
Yeah, just have him make new belts. Let's see here. Then we had Nikki and D. Bryan backstage. he was like trying his hardest not to look at his her cleavage. That's got to be difficult, huh? And awkward, because it's like sister-in-law, you know? It's like, yeah, Nikki, shit, sorry. Like, how do you not look at cleavage? Cleavage is there. It's just, if it's there.
What were they talking about, though? I don't remember.
Exactly, because that cleavage was out, man. It's hard to remember that
shit.
No,
she was complaining about Natalia always attacking her. And then Natalia comes in the frame. And Daniel Bryan
says, he said, I have an idea in mind. You're going to like this. And Natalia said, you're going to like what? What is she going to like? Why am I going to like it? What am I going to like it?
Yeah. And then Daniel Bryan says, I think you will. And then Nikki and Natalia were arguing back and forth. And he goes, okay, here's the idea. Falls count anywhere next week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then didn't like somebody attack somebody? Didn't Natalia attack Nikki? And
probably.
He was like, oh, yeah, no, she attacked her. And then remember, he was like, he had to say, security, security.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes Daniel Bryan's really good at acting, and sometimes he's not. And this is not.
No.
Yeah, but it was pretty funny, though. I like when he has to try to act.
Sometimes when he has to try to act, but doesn't, like, he knows that if he acts poorly, it'll be better.
I know, exactly.
I feel like he does that sometimes.
Yeah. Then they had Dolph Ziggler do an interview, and he just expressed more heel thoughts.
Pretty much.
Of his own. What did he say?
They should give him a segment called that, Heel Thoughts.
Heel Thoughts. Keeping it heel.
Yeah, yeah. Heel Talk.
Heel Talk. Oh, that's good. Heel Talk. That's good. With Dolph Ziggler. He was talking slow, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was slow talking.
Yep.
Man, you're not Chris Jericho circa 2009. What are you doing? Get your own shtick, Dolph. Talk really fast.
Yeah.
Like, kick it up in the next notch.
Yeah.
And they're like, what did you say? He's like, I'm not repeating myself because I'm a heel.
Yeah.
Like a Micro Machines guy.
Exactly.
It's old. Anyways, he said heel things. Was there any indication, because I was kind of fluttering in and out, I made a bunch of giant hot dogs tonight. Was there any indication that Dolph was letting on as to what his next feud was going to be?
No, because I think he still mentioned Kalisto.
What's he going to do in the pre-show at Mania?
He's probably going to be in the Battle Royal.
Oh, you're probably right. He's going to get eliminated by Braun Strowman is what's going to happen. He's gonna have a debut his new segment, Heel Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping it heel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Becky Lynch versus Mickie James.
A rematch from Elimination Chamber, and I would argue probably a better match.
There is no argument here. This was a better match. It's on actual finish, I think, didn't it?
What?
Who won this match?
Mickie James. She feigned injury.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like this way better than the paper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She got knocked to the outside, faked an injury, and she really grabbed the moment.
Yeah.
Really sold
this it should have been opposites. Because the pay-per-view win's bigger. She needed a bigger win.
Yeah.
This should have been her win at the pay-per-view.
I agree.
And prior to that, it should have been that other crappy match. Or no, the other crappy match should have been this week.
Yeah, but they did they gave this match a lot of time.
No, they did. It was a good match.
It was good.
Yeah, no, I like this one.
But Mickie James faked the injury and then was in the corner. And as the ref was trying to keep Becky off of her, Mickie James hit what's her finisher called?
I forget.
It's the kick. It's a kick to the head.
The Mickey kick.
Something like that.
The Kicky James.
the Kicky James.
It's terrible.
So she hit the kick on Becky, Kicky got the
James.
Pin.
Yeah. Yeah. It was weird. I'll segue now into, Morrow is talking less and less every week.
Unless a match was happening, it seemed like Morrow wasn't talking.
Tom Phillips was doing most of the talking. It was mostly Tom, JBL, and Otunga. And then when actual moves would happen, then Morrow would recite what those moves are. Ooh, armbar! And then Tom Phillips would kick on, hey, you hear about the latest Hall of Fame inductee, Teddy Bong? It's actually Teddy Long. Teddy Bong was a name I made up for Kayfabe Corner.
It was.
Yeah. I'm surprised nobody's taking that name because it's awesome. Anyways, then we had Naomi in the ring. Apparently, she busted up her knee.
Yeah, she's wearing a knee brace.
She's wearing a knee brace. She had the title, very heartfelt interview where she expressed face thoughts saying, I'm face and...
She said one way or
another. 8 years.
One way or another, she was going to defend the title at WrestleMania.
Correct. So that's happening, man.
Alexa Bliss comes out, accuses...
I love Alexa Bliss.
She's good.
Too much.
Alexa Bliss accuses Naomi of faking an injury
man.
To get out of a rematch.
Yeah. Yeah. She has such a great mean person face. She's great at being a mean person.
Yeah.
And she said, I will give you 1 week And if you don't give me my match by that point, you can either give it back to me or I will beat it. I'll beat you up, essentially, in much more colorful words than that. So yeah, that was cool. I like Alexa Bliss. She's great. And then we had our main event and they gave this like 35 minutes. Mm-hmm. It was really good. And it was a fantastic match. All sorts of great spots, man. They're booking the attitude adjustment a little bit weaker.
Yes.
And they booked Sister Abigail
a whole lot stronger.
Stronger.
They come out to the ring. Cena was first.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Then AJ. Mm-hmm. And then Bray came out. And right as Bray was about to get to the ring, mm-hmm. Luke Harper attacked him.
Yeah.
Laid him out.
Yeah. Harper's looking amazing these days.
Yes.
He looks good.
So they cut the commercial, cut back. Cena and AJ are in the ring, mm-hmm. going at it.
Yeah.
Bray gets involved. Mm-hmm. And it's just a lot of quick, fast-paced, back-and-forth action.
Oh, yeah.
They cut to another commercial, come back, and AJ's doing a splash off the barricade onto Bray on the table. Table mm-hmm. doesn't break.
Yeah.
Crowd chants one more time. AJ obliges, goes back up there, does a leg drop.
Yeah.
Table breaks.
Oh, yeah.
Crowd loves it.
Yeah.
Just a lot of false finishes, a lot of fast-paced action. Everybody got their finisher off.
This is like a pay-per-view level match.
It really was.
This was a really, really good match. Yeah, this was a really good match. And Bray ended up going over with a Sister Abigail onto Cena.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. He's still champ. Orton, his music hits.
Yeah.
And he very slowly, very deliberately makes his way to the ring.
Yeah.
Staring at Bray. And instead of giving the RKO that we thought might have happened,
he pledges his loyalty.
He says, as long as you are the teacher and I am the servant, I will not fight you at WrestleMania.
Yep.
And Bray says, you got yourself the keys to the kingdom, baby Orton. Goo goo gaga.
Do you say you or we?
I thought he said you, but we would have been interesting.
I think he said we.
Oh, wow. Maybe. We got ourselves the keys to the kingdom. I don't know. That's great. Whatever it is. They were a unified front.
Yes.
They posed together, and that WrestleMania sign was hanging above them, all metaphorically like.
Mm-hmm.
It was good, man.
Yeah,
I really liked
symbol,
it.
A metaphor.
I really liked it. I like they're not... Oh, all of a sudden, Orton is... Oh, no.
That's what I was worried about, that because mm-hmm. at Elimination Chamber, when Bray did his promo, he was saying, essentially, you know, we might have to part ways now, but we'll still be family. So mm-hmm. I was worried that they were just like, going to jump right into feud.
Right.
On SmackDown tonight. But no, they are pushing the dynamic as they're a one cohesive family, and I mm-hmm. like it.
Yeah. No, I loved it. I thought it was great.
Especially if this all leads to Randy taking over the Wyatt family.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. No, I liked it a lot. I thought it was great. Fun episode of SmackDown.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
We have kind of a bit more direction in terms of where we're going. I mean, SmackDown's always a fun show.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just same old, same old. Oh, wow, look at that. On the Patreon, we're exactly at $4,000.
Wow, thank you very much.
Thanks,
everybody.
Thanks, everybody. My goodness gracious. Time to answer some questions.
Yes, we have a lot of them.
Generally, we choose the vast majority of our questions, if not all of them, from the Patreon at all levels from $1 on.
Yes.
We go from most popular. We like to encourage people who are posting questions to the good patrons who are posting the questions thread to upvote other questions that you think are good. Let's see here. 215 SmackDown. Oh, and then I put up the bonus episode as its own thing today. We did on the bonus episode for you patrons, we did top 10 weirdest things hidden in Roman Reigns' vest.
Under.
Well, in.
Inside.
There's no pockets on the vest that we can
tell. No, but there might be, you know, crevices and such.
Right. So it's under.
Under the vest. Under the vest.
Yeah. So those are fun. All right. Number one. First question. Number one.
One.
King of Hostile, Joshua, the Dynamic Knight, Martinez. Can we get a #NoAJ versus Shane WrestleMania 33 trending? I don't think so. That just, it's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much. If you guys want to organize that, go ahead.
By all means.
A petition of some sort.
Reigning and defending Terra Universal Champion, Kobe Felt. Hello, Mr. Steve and Mr. Larson. Thank you and all other friendos. What did I say? Thank you.
Hello. Thank you to a hello. Good.
With the way the Ascension has been booked over the last couple of SmackDowns and at the pay-per-view coming out last and actually having a shot at winning the tag titles, do you see a potential title change at Mania and a return to their dominance they had back in NXT? No, because they lost.
They totally lost. I see the potential of the Usos winning them. But something tells me it's going to remain American Alpha.
Until the revival come up.
Yeah.
After Mania.
Yeah, totally. Although, I don't know. Do you think they'd want to do American Alpha versus Revival, like, as soon as Revival comes up?
Yeah.
Even though we saw it on NXT?
Yeah, but it's been a while.
It's been a while.
It's been, what, 8 months?
Yeah, and maybe not a lot of people saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that could be. You're right. Let's see here. Where am I? Jason the Cabbie?
Yes.
Empire of Filth Ambassador. Empire of Filth is something that's just... It's. I feel like this is a Project Mayhem.
Yeah.
You know? It's
yeah.
Like, it used to be the Friendos, now it's the Empire of Filth.
Mm-hmm.
Jason the Cabbie. So at this point, even people who don't have the network know that Mickie James had a match at TakeOver Toronto with Asuka, yet the SmackDown Live announcers act like the only thing she's done since her return is the developing story between her and Becky. Other than not giving Moro another chance to, oh, screw up Ward, why do you think you suppose this is?
That is a good question.
You know, I mean, yeah, they reference NXT all the time
yeah.
in other places. Why not reference the fact that she fought Asuka?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. They haven't mentioned that at all?
I haven't paid attention close enough to know if that definitively.
Yeah.
I can't say that I've reviewed every second of tape
mm-hmm.
when she's been on. But, I mean, I would say this. It's probably this. She was in NXT as a one-off deal against Asuka. And her story fits better the way they're telling it, maybe?
Yes.
In that she was gone for a long time, and part of her deal is reminding people that she was the prototype, if you will,
yeah,
for
yeah,
the
yeah.
women's revolution yeah. in wrestling. And the caveat of her, well, she came back briefly to fight Asuka in NXT.
And lost.
Doesn't really fit into that narrative.
Yeah,
and
so that's a good point.
I don't think they're losing anything by not mentioning it, and that's probably how they're feeling as well.
Yeah.
So that's my guess.
Yeah, that's a good point.
El Ingobernable de Tejas out of Mayhem. Watching British wrestling and Japanese wrestling, and also, man, I got to get that ICW.
Yeah.
And also after watching y'all's review on New Japan Pro Wrestling has got me thinking on the whole stable thing. Most promotions have 2 and 3 and sometimes 4 stables running at all times and feuding against each other. Do y'all think this formula could work in WWE? It is kind of interesting that in New Japan, I mean, that's the one that we've been paying attention
yeah.
to lately. I can't speak for British wrestling
yeah.
necessarily. But in Japan, in New Japan anyways, you know, everybody is kind of divvied up amongst those like 4 factions.
Yeah.
You know,
not everybody, but a lot of people.
A lot
most
of them.
People,
yeah, 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 yeah.
It seems like most people.
Like everybody, am I thinking of this right? Everybody in the main event scene. Elgin isn't.
No.
Elgin is not.
Tanahashi isn't.
No, he's not. You're correct. But everybody, I'm thinking of like the top, like all the sort of. The,
yeah, 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 yeah.
Because he's in like that number. That doesn't really. I'm trying to think of. Or is Roppongi Vice, are they in Chaos?
Yeah.
Okay, they're Chaos.
I don't think Shibata is aligned with any
You're
faction.
Right. Yeah, he totally shouldn't be aligned with any faction.
I know.
I think we've seen that work in the WWE in the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
It's just the same thing that always happens with factions. They just become unruly. You don't know what to do with them and
yeah.
et cetera, et cetera. It wouldn't surprise me. Like, everything's cyclical. It wouldn't surprise me if they started to bring them back, especially how well they're going over in New Japan.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Friendo Block Party World Champion Liam Wagner. Larson! Mm. What? Oh, sorry. What's your favorite beard in the WWE? And whose beard would you trade with?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got to go with Bray.
Bray or Luke, right? Luke's had a really good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Bray. Bray.
There you go.
Bray.
The genetic freak champion, Johnny Fuck. With Baron Corbin's hair thinning by the week, this made me think about hairstyles. My question is, which are some of your favorite wrestlers' hairstyles, past or present? He says his favorite was always Scott Hall. I love Scott Hall's, but would you want Scott Hall's hairstyle? Like... You're looking really dirty. Like it's just there's so much oil. There's so much oil in that. What are some of your favorite? Honestly, right now, going back to him, Bray Wyatt.
Mm-hmm.
If I could pull off dreadlocks like that, I totally would because I think they look great.
Mm-hmm.
But on him, they look amazing. You're not going to find anybody with good hair back there, dude. Shawn Michaels had terrible hair. Lex Luger had terrible hair. Dusty Rhodes had like a little weird,
CM
like,
Punk.
Curly.
He had good hair.
Oh, yeah, he had good hair. Yeah, yeah. It was just sort of normal dude's hair, though.
When he was in the Straight Edge Society, it was long, mm-hmm. and he had the beard going.
Yeah, he looked pretty cool.
That was cool.
Trying to look around here.
And then later on, when he had it cut shorter,
Michael Hayes.
Cool. Still look cool.
Michael Hayes. Great hair. Still has great hair, I think. He wears a hat sometimes.
Yeah, most of the time.
Let's see here.
Motor City champion Gene the Grappler. Hello, yes. Friendos. As excited as I am for seeing Bray Wyatt and Naomi win titles during the pay-per-view, my question is, will their title wins mean transition champions, or would either one keep the title past Mania?
Bray is an interesting... you know, it wouldn't surprise me if Randy Orton is doing this to put Bray even further over.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if Vince would want that.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean...
what would people pop for more? I think they'd pop more for Orton winning.
Yeah, because Bray's already won. I mean, he's already captured the title for the first time.
Yeah. And I think this whole Orton thing, I mean, it's... I mean, I hate to say it, but it's fairly obvious that it's Orton playing Bray to get the title.
Yeah.
So...
do you foresee in the coming weeks, between now and Mania, Daniel Bryan setting up a match, given what Orton just said tonight about not wanting to face Wyatt, that he would set up a match at some point to put up Orton's title shot at Mania? If Orton is firm, saying he will not face Wyatt.
I have a feeling there's not going to be any authoritative meddling in this. I think it's going to be Bray and Randy working out for themselves. I just get that feeling. I think it would lessen it if Daniel Bryan started getting involved Shane started getting involved. It wouldn't surprise me if they did it, but...
well, they could have that match and have Bray help Randy win. Because from Bray's standpoint, if he doesn't have to defend the belt of Mania, it means he holds on to it.
I don't think they'd put his title shot on the line if he's in the match. Because why would he be fighting for it if he already said,
Well, maybe... well, you never know.
Yeah. I mean, anything can happen. I'm just saying, like, why wouldn't he just lose that if he says, I don't want my WrestleMania title shot.
Yeah.
I don't want to fight you at Mania.
Well, that's not what he said. He just said he doesn't want to fight Bray Wyatt at Mania. He didn't say he didn't want his title shot.
Yeah. But he said, you know, Bray Wyatt is the title holder right now.
Yeah.
So, okay, next. What about Naomi? I have a feeling Naomi's going to retain. I know that they have the thing about the hometown stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling Naomi's going to retain.
I would like her to.
I think Charlotte's going to win at Mania. I think it needs to offset with a face win. That's my guess.
Well, if that's the case, I think Bayley is still going to win, which I guess means Naomi would have to lose.
Oh, you think Bayley's still going to win at Mania?
Yeah.
Oh, because Charlotte's going to get it back, and you think Bayley's going
to...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I would like Naomi to retain. That'd be great.
Yeah. Hamza Halal. Would you guys much rather sit in a skybox like Carmella and Ellsworth or ringside? Oh, ringside.
Ringside.
We've done both. And ringside is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, even a couple rows back is fantastic.
And if you can sit ringside at a house show?
Yeah.
It's a blast.
Skybox is cool because there's, like, free food and stuff, but you can't see anything. You know, you're looking...
well, you can't see things as well. You can't... You don't pick up the intricacies of what they're doing in the ring.
Yeah.
All the interaction they have with people.
The closer
stuff like
you
that.
Are, the better. Like, yeah. It's great just to be up there and really understand what they're doing. It's fantastic.
Exactly.
Rosa Mendez fan club president Terrence Thompson. With the new addition of Midas de los Muertos to W Steve W. I like this. W Steve W question. Have you guys thought of signing more friendo free agents to your respective brands? This here, Terrence is an advocate for one Eddie Bennett. I have to tell you, he laughs at the competition he sees, especially the self-proclaimed Michael Jordan of wrestling, Adam Mayhem. Am I getting this wrong? Is Terrence Thompson, is he the advocate for Eddie Bennett, and he's laying down promos in our questions thread on
Patreon?
That
seems to be the case.
And look, Adam Mayhem himself is shooting back here.
There is a lot of back and forth.
There's a lot of back and forth here. I'm going to let you guys figure that out amongst yourselves. Eddie Bennett. Well, if Eddie Bennett is calling out Adam Mayhem, that's your territory. That's fun wrestling territory right there. So, yeah. You know, it's funny because I got some flack in the comments on WSTW because I signed Lenny Omega and Okada and Bokata.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, we had lots of friendo creations to choose from. I'm like, yeah, I know, but here's the thing. It's just like WCW, you know, I bring in the big names, and that helps feed the lower names.
Did that ever really happen in WCW? Because most of the names on the mid-card eventually left to WWF.
Well, that was the end result. But tell me that in early 97, guys like, wait, when did Benoit and Guerrero and like Dean Malenko come to WCW?
Like, oh, it's before that.
Was it 96?
I think so.
Okay, let's say it was late 96, okay? When they came in, you think they weren't benefiting from Hogan being on top, joining the NWO, the NWO thing? You think they weren't getting bigger paychecks because the NWO storyline wasn't bringing in pay-per-view revenue?
I don't know, maybe.
Definitely, that's a fact. That's an absolute fact.
It still wasn't enough for them to stick around. Because there was still a limit on what they'd be able to do within the company.
Oh, absolutely. Look, man, I'm not saying that I'm going to be run. I'm just saying that general idea, you know, that's why people shouldn't be bitching about Brock Lesnar. Well, assuming you're under the old pay-per-view model, these part-timers coming in because they're making money that then trickles down.
But we don't know if that's the case in the post-pay-per-view era.
No, we don't. But it is the case in W. Steve W.
You don't have pay-per-views.
Yet. That's another question I get. Anyways, let's go back to wrestling.
Yes, hidden paper face. Hey, guys, I was thinking, has anyone kicked out of the End of Days since Baron Corbin has been brought to the main roster? Also, what are some other big protected finishers from any superstar past and present?
Big protected finishers, I mean, Stunner is like a huge one, of course.
Oh, people kicked out of that, though. The Rock kicked out of that.
Only
out of
The Rock.
People have kicked out of the Stunner.
Okay, give me another one, then. Very few people kicked out of Hogan's leg drop.
Sid.
That was one man, yeah.
Yeah, I think only a handful of people have kicked out a leg drop.
Yeah, yeah, the leg drop. There you go.
Yeah.
Tommy T, do you guys think Randy Orton is underappreciated? Because I feel like he is, since he's the only real high-profile guy that is willing to work with and not bury younger talent like he did it with The Shield and just recently led Bray Wyatt to his first world title. I don't know why I can't read this right now. Do you think Randy Orton's underappreciated?
I think he is too. Well, I mean, it was just until recently that you started to kind of appreciate his work.
By me?
Yeah.
He's talking about me, Tommy T. He's talking about Steve here.
Well, I'm using you as an example.
Yeah.
Because for years, you were not a fan of his.
Yeah, but for years, he didn't exactly come off as very motivated.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I appreciate him now. I feel like I actually appreciate Orton to the exact level of appreciation that is due. I don't underappreciate him. I like Orton. Do I want to see him in another title run? Not necessarily, because I believe that they're going to give us, it's going to be back to the status quo with Randy Orton. He'll have vanquished, his long game with Bray Wyatt will be done with. He'll have vanquished his opponent, leaving his opponent in ruins, and then we'll just be back to Randy Orton with the title.
Yeah, until he gets into a program, either until Bray takes it off him or he gets into a program with AJ and AJ takes it off him.
Yeah. I will continue to be appreciating him on the level that I feel is appropriate to
the effort he puts forth, is what you're saying, essentially.
Yeah, I love him now. I appreciate him a lot now.
Okay.
Chris Kimmel, with Dolph Ziggler saying in his promo that he's not done and he's sick of this new era of wrestlers thinking they can replace him, do you think it's a good opportunity for the Perfect 10, Ty Dillinger, to come up and challenge Dolph?
In a year, yes.
Yeah. In other words, no. Not right now.
Ty has to win the NXT title first.
Correct. I agree with you.
Advocate for Man Dying of Thirst, Robert Jacone. Mm. Hey, friendos. How about this Corbin-Ambrose feud? Do you see Corbin taking the IC title off Ambrose, holding it for a while, and then start up into the world title scene and possibly getting it? I mean, SmackDown, much like fun wrestling, is the land of opportunity.
Yeah, you sound like you're in promo mode right now. Yeah, I do see him taking the IC title off of Ambrose.
So long as there's no huge changes on the SmackDown roster, if they redraft,
yeah,
he will be in the title picture by the end of the year.
Although I think he might be perpetual IC title guy if they redraft. I just get that feeling. Maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just me really hoping the best for him.
I don't know if he'll be perpetual, but if he has a good run with the IC title, and they continually build him up really well.
Yeah.
Even if by the end of the year he doesn't get a shot at the world title, 2018.
Yeah.
So long as they keep booking him right.
Yeah,
it's
that's true.
Not outside the realm of possibility.
That's true. I'm just afraid he's going to get lost in the shuffle.
No, I understand that.
But I think you're right. I think they are really high on him.
Yeah. That seems obvious.
Rory the Maverick Grace. Hey, friendos. WWE Creative just hired you. Nice. And put you in charge of the Wyatt family and book them from Mania to SummerSlam. My question is, does Sister Abigail make an actual appearance? Yeah, she does. And it is
Nikki, only if it's Nikki Cross.
Nikki Cross.
Otherwise,
it's,
no.
It's Nikki Cross. Let's see here.
Haven Ellerich.
Yes.
Seems like the gimmick of the Royal Rumble going forward is that whatever show you're on, if you win, you must go after that brand's world title.
World
is this a mistake?
Title.
No, I think it just kind of keeps things simple.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Especially you don't want one of your brands, well, especially for SmackDown, you don't want one of your brand's top stars saying, I want the Universal title.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
then you lose
yeah.
that wrestler to a show, in this case Raw, where the roster is already stacked.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
Jack Dolan, I didn't hear this, but he says, did you hear the people booing TJ Perkins' promo for 205 Live? Did you just hear me? Were we live streaming at the time? He said, what other wrestlers do you have an irrational hatred for? Hold on a second, Jack. I take umbrage with this idea that it's an irrational hatred for TJ Perkins. Number one, I don't hate him.
You just don't enjoy his work.
I don't ever want to see him on my TV. That's not hatred. That's just my predilections for what is entertaining me in the moment.
Yes.
I don't like his mic work. I think he's doesn't have a lot of charisma. And if he can be replaced with a talent that does have charisma, like anybody in the UK tournament, for example, like anybody up and down, like that dude with the giant head, that
mm-hmm,
guy,
mm-hmm.
tons of charisma.
Mm-hmm. Jordan Devlin.
Yes, thank you. I would rather see Jordan Big Head Devlin instead of TJ Boring Man Perkins. I didn't know the crowd was booing him, but that makes
I didn't know that either.
That makes me very happy. His question is, though, what other wrestlers do you have, do you just cannot stand? Okay, let me ask you this. Do I have an irrational hatred for the Bollywood boys? Because they're the other act right now that I just want to see get in storyline hurt.
I don't think your reasons for disliking them are irrational.
Yeah.
I think the level to which you dislike them.
Oh, yeah. Intense.
Is, yeah.
Way too intense.
So I understand your reasons for...
Yeah.
But do you think not
that maybe
them?
You think that maybe there's something bigger there because my reasons aren't even that good? It's like, how can anybody have that much hatred for somebody just for those reasons? Has to be something deeper.
No, I don't think it does. In your case, no.
In my case, no.
No,
you're probably right. I just they look too nice, and I just want to see them get bullied. I want them to have to be in like a school gymnasium, and then like Sheamus is up there on stage and he says, who here has been bullied? And then they raise their hands. And then he's like, oh, you know, all of you need to be, except for you two. I can't I stand you two. You know, and then they start doing their Bollywood dancing. Oh man. Oh, I hope. Are they going to be on NXT tomorrow?
I don't know.
I don't think they are. I don't remember seeing them in the spoilers twice. Are these chaos cards? Did Okada give his okay for these chaos cards?
Well, Okada didn't start chaos.
Shinsuke did.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Shinsuke would have to give it. Well, actually, New Japan would have to give their okay.
Yeah, that's the thing. Shinsuke's not there anymore.
Yes. Western States Heritage Champion Matthew E. Williams Esquire. Hey, friendo, since Larson is a big fan of beer.
Loves beer.
I do. I just want to know, based on their in-ring personas, what the two WWE top men's and women's belt holders' beers would be called.
Oh.
And what kind of beer do you think it would be?
Mm. The two WWE... So, belt holders. Naomi, I guess?
So it'd be Naomi and Charlotte and Bray and Kevin Owens.
Okay. Let's see here.
I feel like Kevin Owens would be...
Stout.
Okay. Yeah.
What would it be called? Do I have to come up with names?
Yeah.
Well, he's got, let's see here, the Kevin Owens Show. What rhymes with show?
It's a stout, right?
Yeah, it's a stout. This is difficult.
I know.
The Kevin Owens... I have no idea. Here's the thing, though. If we come up with something that rhymes with show, it'll also rhyme with glow, which is Naomi's thing. So we could use it for both of them, mm-hmm, kill two mm-hmm, birds with one stone. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, we've got...
I can think of the variety of beer. Like, say, Owens is a stout. Mm-hmm. Bray Wyatt can be like a Belgian, a double Abbey ale.
Okay. Although I feel you got to save that for Austin Aries when he becomes a Cruiserweight champion.
Yeah.
Double A,
yeah.
Well, think about it. I like this one.
Yeah, let me think about
Jose
that.
Jose GGR, what upsets you more, the misuse of the tag / Cruiserweight divisions or the overpush of Roman Reigns? The overpush of Roman Reigns, easily. I actually get kind of a kick out of the misuse of the tag division on SmackDown because it leads to milling about matches.
I know.
And milling about is my new favorite thing. When people are just milling about in the ring and there's too many of them.
I know. It's just a mess.
I love it. It's great. Let's see here. Fat bastard champ Alex Foster. Name one purposely bad gimmick to give James Ellsworth when he's done with Carmella or when she's done with him. Fat bastard champ would say, I would give him the same gimmick that R-Truth had talking to little Jimmy. What if James Ellsworth is little Jimmy? Ooh, mind blower. What if R-Truth shows up and he's like, little Jimmy? And he's like, hey, R-Truth, remember me? Like he was astral projecting himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. I just came up with a good
one.
That
is good.
Yeah, okay. Empire of Filth official creamer Jefferson. With the shakeup of Baby Orton pledging not facing Daddy Wyatt at Mania, will we see him take on the Raw champion to stir things up? Not a chance in hell.
No.
No. It'll stay firmly SmackDown, Raw, Raw. Eddie Jose Guevara Medivar! I was fortunate to go to a SmackDown Live event this Monday for the first time.
Cool.
And I must say it was awesome. What I got to see that surprised me was how charismatic Breezango was. Yeah, I love those guys.
Yeah, they're great.
Do you guys see a push for the Fashion Police? Breaking Ground did make a big deal about Tyler.
Yeah, he was great on Breaking Ground.
I don't, although there was weird. There was that rumor before that they wanted to repackage him and
the
make
more serious
fancy pants.
Gimmick.
Evidently, it's not happening.
Let's do two more questions.
Dos más questions, and then we're going to do
trivia. Here's a good one. John Herkoff.
Go for it.
If you guys were restricted to only watching one wrestling promotion, which would it be and why?
Let's take our jobs out of this. Let's take the fact that we have to watch the WWE to put food on our table and pay our mortgages. Take that off the table. Right now, they said, dude, you can only watch, you only have access to USA or the WWE Network.
Or New Japan World.
You're on a desert island. You're going.
Or you can only order Pro Wrestling Guerrilla DVDs.
Right. So you got to go on an away mission for a year. And that's the only thing you watch. What would you choose? And we got to break it down: Raw, SmackDown, NXT, 205 Live, or New Japan. It can't be like these are all in one promotion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or yeah, PWG or Ring of Honor.
Yeah. Or CMMLL or AAA or Lucha Underground.
Mm-hmm. I want to say New Japan. Unfortunately, the dork in me says Raw gives us 3 hours of wrestling a week that we get the cruiserweights in also. Probably going to stick with Raw, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I probably would too.
Probably going to stick with Raw. Where else are you going to see Brock Lesnar? Where else are you going to see Bill Goldberg?
Yeah.
Although,
Chris Jericho.
Kevin Owens.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember having a really hard time coming up with beer names. This whole time since that question, I've been thinking about
it. Oh, I hate that. I know.
It's essentially just thinking up puns.
Yeah, I know. Hold on a second.
Because there's various types of stout. There's milk stout. Yeah. There's oatmeal stout.
Okay, I'm going in a completely different way. Now I'm screwing the varieties. Now I'm just trying to think of names.
But we need both.
Now I'm thinking of
and
names.
And the type of beer it is might inspire a name.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
how about
it's too much, man. It's too much.
When Bailey. Oh, Bailey's women's champion now. I got one for Bailey.
Go ahead.
There's barley wine.
Bailey wine.
Exactly.
There you go. All right. Good job.
One more.
You eked out. Oh, man. Really? Who's the universe? Kevin. Who's the Bray Wyatt? Who is the Bray Wyatt? How about. It's. Is Isn't there like a version of Hefeweizen called Widmer?
Yeah.
Wyatt Mir.
That's not good at all.
I don't know what to tell you,
man.
That's
terrible.
This is a really difficult question.
It is a tough question.
Man, you know what? You freaking fun wrestlers with your dumb questions. Matthew E. Williams Esquire.
That's a good question, actually. It requires creativity.
The Empire of Annoying Questions. That's what he's in. What a jerk. The Western States Annoying Heritage Champion.
That's not nice. It's, in fact, quite rude.
It's definitely not nice. Hold on. I saw a Carlos Hackworth question.
Yeah, ask one more question. I'm going to think more about this beer question.
Where is Carl? Oh, here he is. Carlos Hackworth. What title would you book to change at Mania? If you had one title change at Mania, what would it be? It'd be Bayley winning the
unit. Well, she has it now.
The women's title.
Say
back.
say everybody who has a title.
Static.
Everything's static.
Corbin wins IC title. Because why would you want Kevin Owens to lose the Universal title?
If he loses to Jericho, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That would be my answer.
Okay, there you go then. Let's see here. Hold on. One more question. That's a really long question right there. Oh, I like this guy here. See if he has a good question. Nope, zero. That's 0% chance. Wheelchair Wyatt asks, what do you think the chances of Harper being in the title match with Bray and Randy are?
Zero.
Zero. Oh. Ooh, I like this one.
Okay.
This is good. Here we go. Motor City Deathmatch champion Jimmy Alpha coming with a good question. Hey, friendos.
Hi.
It's a battle of the clotheslines, pitting JBL's clothesline from hell,
ooh,
Luke Harper's discus clothesline, which I love,
yeah,
and Okada's Rainmaker! Who's winning this contest? Which clothesline is the strongest? It's the Rainmaker! But that clothesline from hell is really strong, too.
Yeah, that's tough.
How is it not Rainmaker?
Well, you have to put Stan Hansen's lariat in there, too.
Oh, yeah. The king of lariats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, oh, man. I'm going to go on a limb. I'm going to say JBL's clothesline from hell. Because he felt over with that thing. That big.
He put every ounce of his being into each clothesline
from hell.
His
being is big and beefy. The clothesline from hell.
Yeah, I think that's the right answer.
Best clothesline of all time. He would, like, fall into the person. And you know, he was stiff.
And he really wound up.
He did.
He brought that arm way back. Swung through.
I love JBL's. Fuck it. He was a great champion.
All right, I'm going to think about this beer question more in the coming days. Maybe I'll have some more answers on Dirt Sheet.
Give the answer on Fun Wrestling because nobody watches that crap anyway.
Oh, we'll see. We got
see what the Okada numbers are.
A super episode uploading right now that's going up.
It is
tonight,
a really
Tuesday.
Good episode. Dude, it is a really good episode. No lie, it's a really good episode.
It is.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Who's rating first?
Oh, I will, since you're busy over there.
Look at that. Okada's popping ratings already at 8,000.
I see a 7 as the first number.
7,900. Oh, so okay. Close. Very close.
All right, first question. Can you name both members of the New Zealand tag team, the Bushwhackers?
Yeah. Luke.
Mm-hmm.
And, ooh. Well, Bo was the Dukes of Hazzard. Luke and, oh, man. Larry?
Butch.
Butch.
Yeah, Luke and Butch.
Which siblings contested the first ever WrestleMania brother versus brother match?
Oh, Brett and Owen. Brett and Owen.
Yes, that's correct. That is correct.
Can you name Triple H's character in the film Blade Trinity?
Oh, shit.
That's tough.
No, I can't. I'm sorry.
Jarko Grimwood.
Which superstar has the longest Royal Rumble appearance, clocking in at 1 hour, 2 minutes?
That's Rey Mysterio Jr.
Very good. Although the card only says Rey Mysterio. The Moops.
Can you name the 1998 stable comprised of Edge, Christian, and Gangrel?
Oh, the Brood.
Yep.
Yeah. What was CM Punk disguised as when he attacked Chavo Guerrero on the January 29th, 2008 episode of ECW?
Wow. What or who?
What? What?
I have no idea.
Just throw out something, man.
He was disguised as CM Punk.
No, man. He's a mariachi. Come on. You know that's what the WWE yeah. does. That's what they do. Let me ask you something. In a little liberal mind of yours, did you consider saying mariachi?
No.
No, you didn't? No. That was like the first thing that came to my mind. Oh, okay. I was like, oh, I know the WWE.
Can you name Hulk Hogan's Saturday morning cartoon show from the 1980s?
Yeah, Rock and Wrestling. No, shit. I know. Somebody said it on like one of the last episodes. Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, cool. I thought they said something. I thought it was something else.
No, what you said was right.
Okay, cool. True or false? Oh, cool. Tied up. We're tied up. True or false? While in Kama Mustafa's possession, Undertaker's urn was melted down and refashioned as a golden bidet.
Oh, is this a true or false?
Yeah.
True.
False. It was melted in the. He melted the urn into a necklace.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Can you name the superstar who never held the world tag titles with Kane? Big Show, Mankind, or JBL?
JBL.
Yeah.
Okay. Three.
Man, I have to get this right to tie.
What business slogan did Farouk and Bradshaw use while running the APA?
Oh. Gosh, I don't remember.
Oh, and I have to look. I have to look away, don't I?
I don't remember. What is it?
Choose this one. Because we need beer money.
Oh, yeah.
I got the Steiner Brothers.
Uh-oh.
I got the Steiner. Hold on a second. Wait a second. Can you tell me what's wrong with the Steiner Brothers picture?
Rick Steiner's pit bull. Is that a pit bull?
No, Scott Steiner's a pit bull.
Sorry, Scott Steiner is a dog.
Scott Steiner is a dog. He is, in fact, a dog. This is not actually the Steiner Brothers. On the back is the Steiner Brothers. This is not actually the Steiner Brothers.
That is one half of the Steiner Brothers.
This is Rick Steiner and a dog.
Well, maybe that is Scott Steiner.
Did he have manimal powers early on?
Could be.
Man, that could
be impressive.
That would be awesome. Anyways, thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.